Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The best things about Monsters University occur before and after the animated feature film. The Blue Umbrella, a film short preceding Monsters U, is many of the things that Monsters U is not. It is imaginatively to the point, original, and thoroughly entertaining. After the credits conclude for Monsters U, there is a scene about a snail character, introduced early in the film as he makes his way slowly to class. The outcome of that is in the post-credits scene. It is also many of the things that Monsters University is not. It is very funny, clever, and efficient. Monsters University is billed as a prequel to the critically acclaimed and wildly successful Monsters, Inc., which is about how monsters invade the dreams of children asleep in their bedrooms. Monsters U takes Mike Wazowski, voiced by Billy Crystal, and James P. Sullivan Sully, voiced by John Goodman, back to college, where, with a bunch of their pals, they enroll in the SCARE program. They get kicked out of the SCARE program. To get back in the SCARE program, they enter the campus SCARE Games, with the winning team granted entrance back into the SCARE program. The fraternity of Mike and Sully, that of OK as in Ozma Kappa, is pitted against a sorority and several frats. The OK fraternity is composed of not particularly scary monsters. One of the frats behave like bullies, not unlike those in countless college campus-themed films, and especially recalling the bullying teens in Back to the Future. Monsters U could have been titled Bully U. It takes a lot of time to fill up the 1 hour and 44 minute runtime of Monsters U, which is particularly lacking in the kind of humor that parents and children expect in an animated feature film. The film continues some interesting concepts from the first film, Monsters, Inc., including that of the doors, as in doors of perception or portals of entry, to a child's nightmares. It never really is explored, though. Another concept, that of scream energy, is utilized to good effect. However, it occurs too late in the plot. Before that, the majority of the storyline in Monsters U has to do with the scare games. While not exactly the Hunger Games, the use of this plot device seems all too unoriginal. In the Scare Games, contests include an obstacle course, hide and sneak, scaring teens, and the finale, a simulator scare whereby children in bed are scared. I found my attention drifting to the backgrounds in Monsters U, which lavishly recreate a college campus in wonderful detail. The animation is superb. The lighting, the renderings, the character movements are all amazing. The film was seen in the 2D format for this review. I don't think it's necessary to see Monsters U in 3D. Dan Scanlon, in his animated feature film directorial debut, directs Monsters U from a screenplay and story he wrote with Dan Gerson, who wrote the screenplay for Monsters, Inc., and Robert L. Baird, who is a Disney Pixar screenplay contributor. Billy Crystal is a standout as the voice of Mike. There's a scene where the character's back is turned and Crystal's distinctive voice makes it work. John Goodman is similarly distinctive as Sully. Even so, I found myself not fully involved in Monsters U. It's almost as if I was nodding off, and Monsters U is the one place where you don't want to fall asleep in class. Monsters U is MPAA rated G for all audiences. Opening July 12, Pacific Rim. Guillermo del Toro directs the sci-fi action film about giant robots piloted by humans battling aliens attacking the Earth. Grown Ups 2, Adam Sandler, Kevin James, Chris Rock, and David Spade star in the sequel to the hit comedy. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.